Well, good morning. It is July 26, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in Judges chapter 9, Acts 13, Jeremiah 22, and Mark chapter 8. So let's get into the Word today. Judges chapter 9. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbabel, went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and can commune with them, and with all the family of the house of the mother's father, saying, "Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it be better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbabel, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all of these words, and their hearts inclined to follow, Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbabel, being 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest of Jerubbabel, was left, for he hid himself. And the men of Shechem gathered together and all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And he went, and when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of the Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said unto him, "Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you." The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, "Reign over us." And the olive tree said unto them, "Should I leave my fatness wherewith they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees?" And the tree said to the fig tree, "Come now and reign over us." But the fig tree said unto them, "Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees?" And then said the trees unto the vine, "Come now and reign over us." And the vine said unto them, "Should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees?" And then said the trees unto the bramble, "Come now and reign over us." And the bramble said unto the trees, "If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely, and that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt well with Jerubbabel and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you, and adventured his life far, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and ye are raised up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech the son of the maidservant king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother, if ye then have dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbabel and with the house of this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the men of Shechem, and the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem, and from the house of Milo, and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away, and fled, and went to Beer, and dwelt there, for fear of Abimelech and his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem set Lars in wait for him in the top of the mountain, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told to Abimelech, and Gaal the son of Ebed came with his brethren, and went over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields, and gathered their vineyards, and trodes the grapes, and made merry, and went into the house of their god, and did eat and drink, and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal the son of Ebed said, "Who is Abimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Jerubbabel, and Zebal his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the king of Shechem. For why should we serve him? And would to God that this people were under my hand, and then I would remove Abimelech." And he said to Abimelech, "Increase thine army, and come out." And when Zebal, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers unto Abimelech privately, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren be come to Shechem. And behold, they fortify the city against thee. Now therefore, up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early and set upon the city. And behold, when he and the people that is with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in the four companies. And Gaal the son of Ebed went out and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city, and Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebal, "Behold, there come people down from the top of the mountain." And Zebal said unto him, "Thou seest the shadow of the mountain as they were men." And Gaal spake again and said, "See, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company come along by the plain of Mahanaim." And then said Zebal unto him, "Where is now thy mouth, wherewith thou saidest, Who is Abimelech, that he should serve him? Is not this the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray thee, and fight with them." And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. And many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt at Aramah, and Zebal thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. Then he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that was with them rushed forward and stood in the entrance of the city, at the gate of the city. And the two other companies ran upon all the people that were in the field and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. And he took the city and slew the people that were therein, and beat down the city and sowed it with salt. And then all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that they had entered into the hold of the house of the god Berith. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to the mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him, and Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bow from the trees and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that were with him, "What ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done." And all the people likewise cut down every man his bow and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. And then went Abimelech to Thebez, and encamped against Thebez and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and the women and all of the city, and shut it to them, and got them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. And then he called hastily unto the young man, his armor-bearer, and said unto him, "Draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew me." And his young men thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place. And thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, in the slaying of his 70 brethren. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads. And upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Zerubbabel. That was Judges chapter 9. I always love Judges. So many cool stories there. Acts 13. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, and that were called, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manim, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And so they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elmias the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John departed from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people that when they went as strangers into the land of Egypt, and with an high arm brought he them out. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land by them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years, and until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony, and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. And when John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he. But behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of salvation sent. For they that dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew not him, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, and yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days of them, which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And he declared unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled in the same unto us, their children, and that he hath raised up Jesus again. And it is also written, in the second psalm, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said unto this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. And wherefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto the fathers, and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them in the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came also the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said it was necessary that the word of God should first be spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of the coasts. But they shook the dust off of their feet against them and came to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. That was Acts 14. Let's move on over to our next reading, Jeremiah chapter 22. Jeremiah 22. Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by thy gate. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong. Do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if ye do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of the city kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if ye will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become desolate. And thus saith the Lord unto the king's house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon, and yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. Then I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapon, and they shall cut down thy choice cedars, and cast them into the fire. Many nations shall pass by the city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this great city? And then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. Thus saith the Lord, touching Shallum the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither any more, but he shall die in the place wherein they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chamber by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wage, and giveth him not his work, that saith, I will build me a wide house and large chamber, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and the needy, and then it was well with him. Was not this known to me, saith the Lord? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. And therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon, and cry, and lift up the voice in Bashan, and cry for the pastures, for all the lovers are destroyed. And I spake unto thee in the prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. And this hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitants of Lebanon, that maketh thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shall thou be when pangs come upon thee, and the pangs as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet I would pluck thee thence, and I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then I will cast thee out, thy mother that bare thee, into another country where ye were not born, and there ye shall die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither they shall not return. Is not this man, Coniah, a despised broken vessel? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, that are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. That was the tough passage of Jeremiah 22. Let's move on over to our final reading in Mark chapter 8. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from afar. And his disciples answered, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and gave thanks and brake them, and gave them to the disciples to set them before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. And so they did eat and were filled. And they took up the seven, and they took up of the broken meat that was seven baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came to parts of Dalmatia. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and saying, why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. Then he left them and entered into the ship again, departing to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have ye your hearts yet been hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said unto him, 12. And when the seven among the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him, and asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. And after that he put his hands against his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to the house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But others say, Elijah. And others, one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answered and saith unto him, thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and then lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of the Father with his holy angels. Well, amen. That was our reading today for July 26, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I do have a prize for all of you. I got my names. I haven't put them out there yet. But yeah, you guys should be receiving, just like you did last time, a little gift in the mail pretty soon. Actually, it's kind of nice. So you'll get that soon enough. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me each and every day. Make sure to leave a comment. Make sure to leave a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that all down. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for just this word. Indeed, Lord, may we deny ourselves and follow you. Lord, may we even take up our cross and follow you today, Lord, if that is what you call us to. Lord, may we give all of ourselves to you today. Lord, I pray, God, that for myself. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just use us today for your glory's sake. Lord, I pray, God, that we would share your gospel with somebody today. Lord, that we would invite somebody to church. This Sunday we have a baptism. Lord, what a great picture of what Jesus has done for us. Lord, may we fill that church, Lord, this coming Sunday especially, Lord, and may they hear the gospel and be saved. Lord, we love you, and Lord, I just praise you, and I give you all the glory for this day. Use us today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.